He grew up in Britain, just after the devastation of World War II.
I came from a very poor family in the north of England. It's a suburb of Manchester called Salford. When I was growing up, I didn't know we were poor. Everybody seemed like the same to me. We had a ball that we could kick around, so, you know. I didn't know that we were in a slum, which was a very awful place to live. That's how I grew up.
But he found he had a keen interest and a knack for music, especially rock and roll.
I was very influenced in my younger days by a program called Radio Luxembourg. Radio Luxembourg came from Luxembourg in Europe, and if the weather was fine, you could actually hear the signal. And on a Sunday night, the American Rock and Roll Top 40 was on. Now, obviously, on a Sunday night, you're supposed to be going to bed to get ready for school the next day. But my BBC little tiny two-channel radio was right below my bedpost. And I knew that if I could listen to my bedpost, I could hear American Top 40. And that affected me musically. I loved the Everly Brothers, I loved Buddy Holly, I loved Elvis, I loved Jerry Lee Lewis, I loved the Platters, I loved Fats Domino, I loved Little Richard. I loved all those people, and it changed my life, and it made me want to definitely become a musician.
And what an incredible musician he became. So incredible that he's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. Once with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the other with his first group, the Hollies. He also has 4 honorary doctorate degrees, plus he has also been appointed an officer of the Order of the British Empire for his services to music and charity. Today, he's in his 80s. But Graham Nash is anything but the stereotypical senior citizen, content to sit on a porch in his rocking chair, yelling at kids to get off his lawn. No, today he continues doing what he feels he was meant to do.
I think musicians have a responsibility to talk about the times in which we live. That's what we do. I'm a writer. I see something that I feel very deeply about. I know I have to do something, and what do I do with my life? I write. I want to document what's going on around me right now, and I think it's the responsibility of every artist to talk about the times in which they're living.
And 80-plus years have not given Graham Nash a negative and cynical view of our planet. He sees a world of hope, with a bright future.
I think once you have children, you have to be more hopeful. You have to leave this place a better life for them.
And that's just what he hopes to do. Starting with his latest song, appropriately titled, A Better Life.
Let's make it a better life. Leave it for the kids. It's a lovely place.
When you sing words, they mean something to many people.
Make it a better life.
And so all the words have to be right. They have to be correct. And that's what I was trying to do with Better Life, trying to make it a song that people could really understand what I meant immediately. That's why I sing right from the beginning. Let's make this a better life.
A better life. Now life is long and it starts right now. And it's a lovely journey, but I know somehow that the world has changed, but the soul remains. And with a lot of hard work, there's a world to gain.
So we do have to make it a better place. It is difficult. It will be difficult, but we have to do it.
And life's a trip, just as sure as you're born.
I once heard a quote by Willie Nelson that was very simple, but it was incredibly profound. And he said, if you want to change the world, why don't you start with the area around you? Why don't you pick up that piece of litter? Why don't you encourage that child to keep reading? Fix what's going on around you. And if everybody did that, the world would absolutely be a better place. And that was a great quote from Willie, and I'll always remember
it. So at the end of the day, we can hear them say that we left them a better life.
And Graham is practicing what he preaches through what he does best, motivating people with his music.
What would make a better life for me personally would be that we educate our children better than we are doing right now, even though they're maybe only 25% of our population. Children are 100% of our future, and we have to realize that. That's one of the reasons why I love the song Better Life, because we have to take care of our kids.
'Cause what we leave them is tired and worn.
Because that's all we have.
And it's up to us to help it.
My mother taught me to follow my heart. She said, you're a good person. Your heart knows what's right. Your heart knows what's wrong. You have to make the correct choices, because your life is only the choices that you make. Just follow your heart.
Make it a better life.
That's great motherly advice. And Graham has a bit of his own advice for the rest of us.
Do something about it. If you see something wrong, try and make it right. If you see something that disturbs you, try and figure out why it disturbs you and try and put it right. Let's make this world a better place. Let's make it a better life. Why not?
A better life.
We can, and we should.
And with people like Graham Nash to inspire us, we will. Make it a better life. And pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Welcome home to the human race.
You can listen to more of these bite-sized podcasts at PassItOn.com or subscribe to Pass It On, the podcast, available on your favorite platform.
I hope we hear them say that we left them a better life.